You don't have to look far to see that truth is stranger than fiction. Playwright Alan Bennett only had to look out his front window. His new movie, The Lady in the Van, is about a writer who let a homeless woman move her van into his London driveway for a couple of weeks, only to have her stay for 15 years. Critic Bob Mondello says it was clearly awkward while it was happening, but from that awkwardness came a best-selling book, a hit London play, and now a movie starring Maggie Smith.
Writer Alan Bennett first became aware of Miss Shepherd, an elderly habitué of a neighborhood he'd just moved into, when she approached him in front of a nearby church.
You're not St. John, are you?
St. John who?
St. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
No, the name's Bennett.
Oh, well, if you're not St. John, I need a push for the van. It's conked out. The battery, possibly. I put some water in. It hasn't done the trick.
Well, was it distilled water?
It's holy water, so it doesn't matter if it's distilled or not.
He gave her the push, only to have her settle on his block, becoming a fixture at the curb for several months. She did not precisely endear herself to his neighbors, grousing when they brought her food and clothing, complaining about the quality of the gifts the neighborhood children gave her at Christmas time. She annoyed almost everyone, but Bennett, being a playwright, ever on the lookout for a good character, thought her eccentricities intriguing, and her position on the curb possibly dangerous, so he made a modest proposal.
Put the van in your drive? That never occurred to me. I don't know. It might not be convenient.
No, I've thought it over. Believe me, Miss Shepherd, it's all right. Just till you sort yourself out.
Well, not convenient for you. Convenient for me.
I was about to do her a good turn, but as ever, it was not without thoughts of strangulation.
That little aside to the audience is an example of the mild-mannered wit that served Alan Bennett well since his days with the comedy troupe Beyond the Fringe in the 1960s. His persona is ever erudite, ever timid, and Miss Shepherd has proved an excellent foil, both in real life and in the art he's made of their relationship.
Put on the handbrake.
I am about to do so.
Whereupon she applies the handbrake with such determination that, like Excalibur, it can never afterwards be released.
There is more to this story than jokes. Bennett and his director, Nicholas Heitner, excelled in bringing out undercurrents of frailty and loneliness in forceful personalities, in The Madness of King George and The History Boys. And they do it again here.
Now she is on the premises. I sometimes get a glimpse of Miss Shepherd praying. And it is seldom a tranquil or a meditative process.
I hunger and thirst for the fulfillment.
The fervour of her intercessions rocking her to and fro.
Impossible light received.
What is it she's wanting forgiveness for?
Maggie Smith, who's recreating her stage performance as the peppery Miss Shepherd, has figured out where every laugh is in this material, also every tear. She gives us a woman who's deft and daft, driven by a private guilt that Bennett spends most of the film trying to get to the bottom of. The author, played by Alex Jennings, is pictured as a man of many minds on most issues, and the screenplay occasionally goes meta with his writer and subject idea, splitting him in two so that he can debate all sides with his guest in the driveway.
Will you write about me?
I don't know. She never said this.
Oh, I've heard you. On the wireless, using your mother. You should be ashamed of yourself.
She didn't say this. No, but why shouldn't she?
You write about her all the time, one way or another. You use your mother.
That's what writers do.
Me next, I suppose.
Happily for audiences, it turns out The Lady in the Van got that right. I'm Bob Mondello.